Hello, and welcome to the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast. I'm Kathy Love. I started life as an OT, had an amazing, crazy private practice, which I sold. And what I do now is help allied health business owners create a business that serves them, the time, the money, the joy that they absolutely deserve. And this is where my idea for the podcast started. What I want to do is to capture how hard allied health business owners in Australia work to achieve their dreams, to support their teams, to create amazing outcomes for their clients. So sit back, beverage of choice, drive safely, walk carefully, however you're listening in, and I hope you absolutely enjoy.
Hello there, everybody. Kathy Love here. What I thought I'd do in this episode is share up ever so briefly, so I'm not going to be pinging your ears for too long. What I'm going to do is share up some of the books that I've been reading in the last couple of months, and they're possibly a little bit of a surprise for you. So we'll share all the links to each of the books in the show notes, but I'm going to do is just tell you a little bit about why I've read them. Some of these are repeat offenders and I go back to quite often. I'm also just going to give you a little bit of an overview, and I must admit the very, very best way to give that overview is going to the contents page. And if you could sort of see what I'm doing, you'll see a lot of my books have got a lot of sticky notes in it. So that's a habit that I've had for a very, very long time. And I suspect there might be a genetic piece to this as well. When I read a book, if it's a book that just wows me big time, I get a sticky note, one of those ones with lines on it, and I actually do a little bit of a summary, and I put the sticky note at the front of the book so that when I pick that book up, I can just really fast track what I liked about it at the time of reading. And then with those little itty bitty rectangular sticky notes, I kind of just mark some pages. I don't always write in books. I don't know, I just think that was schooled out of me quite some time ago, but I do like stickies. And the reason I like stickies is that I can put a little note just on the bit hanging out so I can really quickly find stuff as well. So a few little kind of thoughts there. Alrighty, so the first book that I have got is one that isn't actually mine, and it is long overdue to go back to its owner. And it is The Book of Joy, written by His Holiness the Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu, with Douglas Abrams there as the journalist and kind of co-conspirator, co-writer. So I came across this book several years ago. When was it actually published? Looks through to find out. Yeah, it's years old. It's kind of got in here 2016. So that makes sense because Desmond Tutu has been gone from this world for quite some time now. So on the back of the book, the Dalai Lama quotes, "The ultimate source of happiness is within us." And Desmond Tutu quotes, "We grow in kindness when our kindness is tested." What I loved about this book was the storytelling in it. And I mentioned before Douglas Abrams. He's a journalist who travelled and spent a lot of time with both of these remarkable men over months. It might have even been years. And he captures story brilliantly. And it's not a particularly formal kind of book, which is sort of what you might almost think, but the Dalai Lama has a wonderful playfulness to him that the journalist captures brilliantly. So there's loads of funny moments about real life things that happen that each of these remarkable men actually did. And they're sort of summaries of conversations and how meetings went. And it's just a series of beautiful, beautiful stories that are linked together, but are also linked to the principle of joy and the principles of happiness as well. So, yeah, I'm just going to read the inside cover to you. Two spiritual giants, 7 days, one timeless question. Nobel Peace Prize laureates His Holiness the Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu have survived more than 50 years of exile and soul-crushing violence of oppression. Despite their hardships, or as they would say, because of them, they are two of the most joyful people on the planet. In April 2015, Archbishop Tutu traveled to the Dalai Lama's home in Dharamsala. Oh, I don't think I said that right. India, to celebrate His Holiness' 80th birthday and to celebrate his book, this book, as a gift for others. They look back on their long lives to answer a single burning question. How do we find joy in the face of life's inevitable sufferings? They trade intimate stories, teased each other continually, and shared their spiritual practices. By the end of a week filled with laughter and punctuated with tears, these two global heroes had stared into the abyss and despair of our times and revealed how to live a life brimming with joy. This book offers a rare opportunity to experience their astonishing and unprecedented work together by the first embrace to the final goodbye. I'd actually forgotten that it was all kind of done over the course of a week. So I have read this cover to cover several years ago, but I've also danced back into it in the last couple of months, just picked a chapter or gone back to some of the sticky notes as well. So that one is there for your consideration. The Book of Joy, His Holiness the Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu with Douglas Abrams. So bit of a fave. I must actually buy it and have my own copy and hand this one back to its owner. Next up, for something completely different, and I might have blogged about this before, but I've gone back to have a review with another more practical book, How to Bullet Plan, a practical guide, everything you need to know about journaling with bullet points, Rachel Wilkerson Miller. I'm sure I've spoken about this. And as some of you will know, I have been a bullet point journaler for years. I think I might be one of the few people that keeps Officeworks in the supply of those wonderful dot notebooks. They do a particular one, and I think I've got about a two-year supply. Kathy looks at the shelf. I've got about a two-year supply of them sitting there because my greatest fear is I'll go in to get some and there'll be none left and I'll just see discontinued and that would be terrible. I think what I love about bullet journaling is the order it brings and that it can make my very scruffy thinking look a whole lot smarter and a whole lot more organized. So I'm not fanatical about it. I also scribble and draw and gatecrash all my own systems like everybody else. But I went back into this over the summer for a bit of a refresh to kind of pick up a few more tips, a few more tricks about how to make my journaling neater, more effective, more efficient, how I could kind of go back and set my pages up for more impact and flow. And as always, you know, you come out of this with a few new tips. So I haven't been using color particularly well in my journaling and my note taking, but I've sharpened up that and didn't even have to buy a packet of any new colors, totally optimizing what I have already got. I've refreshed some of the monthly layouts and the monthly spreads that I need to have or want to have in my bullet journaling. I keep going to say bulletproof, but I must not say that in my bullet planning. I have also just reset some of the pages where I just keep some running records of some businessy numbers. And for me, that's just that little bit faster than going to a spreadsheet. They are totally in existence elsewhere, but sometimes I just need some stuff really, really quick as well. So a really good all-rounder. And for those of you with a quiet little obsession or maybe a little curiosity now about bullet planning, this is the best book I've ever, ever come across. And whilst I've kind of gone in and I cherry pick what I want now because I've had this book for years, this book has been around since 2017, and I'll just give you a quick little run of the contents. teaches you the basics. It teaches you yearly spreads. So a spread is like a layout for a bullet plan. It's a funny word, but it kind of makes sense when you read the book. Yearly spreads, monthly habit trackers, weekly spreads, daily spreads, using your bullet journal as a diary, health and fitness spreads, list ideas, financial spreads, chores, meal planning, travel. But ultimately, it's about making your bullet journal your own and making it efficient and effective for you. So, you know me, with that visual brain, this stuff works a treat. So we'll put the link to that one into the show notes as well. Next up is my absolute favorite book that I only read about mid last year, and I have got back into several times. So on the video, you will see how many stickies are hanging out of this one. I wonder if anyone can guess what it is. I know some of our team and some of our clients are into this book as well. I am a fan of Seth Godin. I haven't written all of his books because he's just written so many, 20, 21 of them, and he's been writing from the heart for many, many years now. And his latest book is called The Song of Significance, A New Manifesto for Teens. And I came across this book, I'd sort of seen it referenced, but I wasn't sure what it was about. And I came across the purpose of this book during a podcast I was listening to mid last year on the Tim Ferriss Show. And he had Seth Godin in. And Seth was his usual candid, authentic self. Those of you that know will smile at that. And Seth spoke in detail about some very life-altering experiences, life-changing experiences that he had had. And he also spoke with great passion and detail about this book, The Song of Significance. And I really, really liked the sound of it. I listened to that podcast about three times in the middle of last year and have listened up to it again over the summer that we've just had. So I'm recording in early 2024. And this book is just remarkable, absolutely remarkable. I've gifted it quite a few times and had amazing feedback from it as well.
Hey there. Okay, it's time for a breather. Did you know about our Allied Health Biz Quiz? This is not just any quiz. It's a roadmap to growth, tailored specifically for Allied Health business owners like you. Hundreds of business owners have taken our free quiz and received their own customized report. And if you have already, kudos to you. We hope you found it useful. But if you haven't yet, our free quiz takes less than 6 minutes to complete. It asks a series of questions based on our tried and trusted business accelerators. Think of the Allied Health Biz Quiz as a tool to measure where you're at, what's working, and how to build on what you already have. This quiz isn't about pointing out what's wrong with your business. It's about setting standards, measuring progress, and uncovering areas for improvement. Complete the Allied Health Biz Quiz today. You'll receive your own detailed customized report loaded with practical suggestions to help you get the best business brilliance outcomes. You can find the link in the show notes or on our website at naker.com.au. And now it's back to the conversation.
I'm going to read you inside the cover. So first up, it was printed, I'm pretty sure it's 2023. It was released. Yeah, it was 2023. So inside the cover, work worth doing. This is the book we need right now, an urgent manifesto about work, management, and leadership. A chance to create the best job we've ever had. Instead of racing to the bottom, embracing surveillance and forcing people to show up, we have the chance to create a resilient human organization that does work we're proud of. The way forward is to ensure agency, dignity, and respect for everyone on the payroll. And organizations that make this shift, leaders who learn to embrace the song of significance, will create the future. What would happen if this was the best job you ever had? It's time to start asking. In a true Seth manner, there isn't actually a table of contents that I can share with you, but he does have a quote early on, When you dance on the edge of infinity, there's always enough because you aren't taking opportunity from anyone else, you're creating it. And the book rolls from there. It's a series of sections and chapters, and they just flow and roll and build on each other all of the way through. Deep sigh, absolutely love it. So I've probably been through this book, I don't know, two or three times. I can tell by the colour of the sticky notes and what I've written on them that it's had a couple of goes. And I would like to think that I will continue to work through this book for months to come. There is just so much in it. And you read a section and then you just put it down. You think, oh, my gosh, I've got to process that for a day. And so it is deep and it's meaningful, but it's also heartfelt and also very, very practical as well. It gives you a lot of questions to contemplate, but also questions to maybe discuss and take back to your team for their perspective as well. Oh, just can't love it enough, can't recommend it enough. So we will give you a link through to that one as well. He also, you'll notice on the cover that there's a honeybee. And in the podcast with Tim Ferriss, he talks about the bees. He talks a lot about the bees. And he weaves this meaning of the bees and the beehive all the way through. And the Song of Significance is actually partly about how the bees communicate. And just to close this part of the conversation, the quote from the back cover: the purpose of a beehive isn't to make honey. Honey is a byproduct of a healthy hive. Oh, I think I'll give this another read maybe in the next fortnight or so. Right, the next two are going to surprise you. The next two are going to surprise you. Last year I was gifted from one of our clients a gift voucher for a magazine subscription. I wasn't sure which one to pick. I ummed and ahed because we already get a couple into our household. So I picked one that I'd actually never heard about but have loved, loved, loved every single episode. Not episode, what's the word? Edition. So the magazine that I subscribe to and have loved is called Mind Food. So once again, I'm showing it up, but it's Mind Food. Now, it has got a little bit of everything. So I'm just flipping through this particular edition, which is the most current. It has got a lot of fabulous stories about women and people and health. It's got articles on travel and different opportunities there. There is the usual range of puzzles that if you're anything like me, that you start and then you think, oh, can't spell, can't do that one. Ah, this particular edition has got some mindfulness colouring. One of the articles that I haven't actually read this one, but, you know, there's an article here about role model for resilience. So there's some great stuff about resilience. Really good interviews. Minimal advertising, which I must admit I really like. The advertising seems to be really on point and is not offensive, and I don't find that I'm skipping through it time after time. A lot of the articles are quite short, which sort of suits me. A magazine for me is just sort of a grab and go 10 or 15 minute activity, and I love that I can get to the end of an article without going to page 8 and going to page 27 and going to page 42 and just feeling as though the whole thing is pretty fragmented. That doesn't suit my reading style at all. I can get so distracted between those pages. It's got a really great emphasis on well-being and wellness and self-care. It's got amazing travel photography, and on the photography, I love it. Just love it. It is just so cool and so calm and just beautifully, beautifully edited and put together. Oh, there's an article on sleep. There you go. I'll get into that one as well. Oh, there's an article on the long haul, aging, golden years, all sorts of things. So it has been a surprise and a delight, this particular magazine subscription. Once again, it's called Mind Food, hashtag smart thinking. Oh, this one's got a Helen Mirren on the cover. What's not to love about that? And yeah, Been absolutely enjoying that as well. And to round out this conversation, another magazine subscription. So the escapist part of me just loves National Geographic, and at the moment we're subscribing to Australian Geographic, just for a bit of a change and to just check in with the local heroes as well. So for me, this is just grab and go with a cup of tea sitting in the sun. I just love the articles. I love the travel. I love that it's local. I love that it's about our local heroes, their amazing fauna and flora. And all of this stuff is right in our backyard. And for me, it just comes as such a reminder that we've got so much to explore here on Australia and its islands. So this one, I must admit, has got a little bit more advertising, but it's all kind of okay. It's not sort of stuff that you sort of feel a little put off about. But once again, beautifully written, beautifully edited, a good mix of current and history and travel and really good stories as well. So I learn a fortune from this particular magazine as well. So, sorry, I'm getting distracted because there's a couple of things I haven't written in it. So there's a quick little roundup. And I think I'll just run through them again. Oh, read it in a pile. The Book of Joy, His Holiness the Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu, narrated largely and choreographed by Douglas Abrams. How to Bullet Plan, a Practical Guide, Everything You Need to Know About Journaling with Bullet Points, Rachel Wilkerson Miller, good revisit on that. Oh, Be Still My Beating Heart, Seth Godin, The Song of Significance, A New Manifesto for Teams. So good. And then I think with a little bit of a summer vibe, I'm just bringing you those couple of magazines, Mind Food and also Australian Geographic. Alrighty, I wonder if that's given you some ideas of some things that you could chase up and read. Happy reading.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. For the show notes and other resources, our webinar replays, they're all available over on naker.com.au. And if you're loving what you're listening to, please subscribe. We don't want you to miss out on a single thing. And if you want others to get the same benefit that you've had from listening into these episodes, please share this episode and any of the others forward to any of your other allied health business colleagues. And we are totally here for you. Don't forget for a moment that you can jump on in and book that power call, and we can see how we can help you get the best of business done. Looking forward to seeing you there.